everyone, I am Jitendra Singh. I welcome you to Read My Story, where I interview authors, speakers, coaches, celebrities, entrepreneurs, and more. Today I have with me Miss Poonam Gola. She is a housewife, a mother, and she always aspired to be an entrepreneur. She has done MBA from IITS Engineering College, Greater Noida. Thereafter, she started her career with a job in HR role in powerhouse company as a career counselor for 6 months in Noida. Due to some family reasons, she has to go back to her hometown, and there she joined the teaching job for 2 years almost. After her marriage, she shifted to Delhi and recently started her business into clothing and accessories for Sri Lord Krishna. As she belongs to the birthplace of Sri Lord Krishna, which is Mathura, she was always motivated to do something related to Sri Lord Krishna. And in her business, she is making different type of clothing, accessories and other products for Lord Krishna. Also, she is dealing into saris like organza, silk, georgette, etc. Today, she will be discussing with us about her life journey. So let us hear from her. Welcome, Poonam. The platform is open, and now over to you.
For giving me this type of opportunity. Myself Poonam, and I belongs to Mathura, now shifted to Delhi. I deals in Lord Krishna accessories as well as in sarees, different kinds of sarees like organza fabric. As you told, you gave a short and very impressive introduction of mine. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you, and welcome to you again. So if I talk about you, how did your past life has affected the person who you are and what you wanted to be in your life?
I just want to become a successful person as all wants in life, but because of lot of gap in my experience after marriage, I have at least 8 to 9 years gap in job, so that I'm not able to get a appropriate job in my profile. So I thought to do something which is in which I can be, matlab, means I am an entrepreneur, so that I can do a business or something like that in which I am not doing under anybody's job.
Okay, so you always have a thought to start your own venture?
Yes, sir.
Great.
And it's my initial stage. I am just started 2-3 months before, and trying to growing in this. Great. My husband also supported me in this.
Right.
One of my friend also is supporting me, and I'm doing well, just increasing my contacts also, so that people can aware.
Right. So moving on to the next one. So if I talk about things which you are passionate about in your life, so what are those things you are like deeply passionate about?
Sir, actually, as I'm from small town, so there is a lack of confidence also in me. I'm trying to grooming my personality, exploring the opportunities which comes, and just trying to be a good entrepreneur.
Great.
I am passionate for my business, and I am deals in Laddu Gopal accessories, jhule, singhasan, and many more other things.
Right.
And of course, in sarees, different kinds of fabrics also, organza, georgette, silk sarees, different varieties of silk sarees are also available, and prior to expanding my business.
Great. That is really wonderful. So, if I talk about your like work and experiences, as you mentioned earlier when we were discussing that you started your career with a job, then due to some reasons you have to move to your hometown. There you worked as a teacher. So I want to know about that. What was your experience like? What you all did in those jobs, and about your experience in setting up your small business also, how you started that?
So after MBA, I did job in HR powerhouse company as a career counselor.
Okay.
And at that time, our client is Shriram College, and I have to counsel the students for their career, what they have to do in their career, and motivate them. Okay. And provide guidance to them what to do.
Right.
And after 6 months, I leave that job, and go back to my hometown, and where I joined a school as a teacher and did two years job there.
Okay.
After marriage, I shifted to Delhi, so I quit all the things, and now I am a housewife and trying to develop my own business.
Right. So what are the challenges you are facing while developing your business?
As I am new in this business, so I'm experiencing lot of things, as I don't know much more things, and exploring the things like finding the manufacturers, different manufacturers, and finding the good quality products.
Right.
So that I can retain my customers.
Correct. And how you are selling your product?
Online, offline, both.
Okay.
As online, I'm doing it on WhatsApp groups.
Okay.
And Facebook groups also. And right. Of course, the Indian Working Women group. Now I'm joined this group also.
Right.
And offline, for offline, I'm doing exhibitions. And in my family, in my building, in my society there.
Right, right. Great. So if I talk about your vision, mission and goal for next 5 to 10 years from now, what you want to do in those 5 to 10 years?
I just want to expand my business, and I don't want to be limited from this area only. I want all over the cities people know my brand, know my name, so that I can do business all over the India.
Okay. Sorry. So that's great. So you are aspiring like any number of sales, yeah, any amount of sales revenue kind of a thing?
As it's my initial stage, so don't know about that exactly.
Kuch socha hoga ki itna paisa kamana hai, ya kuch thoughts to honge ki ye business kar rahe hain to agle 5 saal mein at least monthly itna revenue aana shuru ho ya kuch aisa?
Sir, actually right now I am just investing, I am not getting any returning now.
Okay.
As it is my developing stage, so I am just investing, but yeah, for sure in coming years I just want a good amount in return, up to 2 to 5 lakhs per month.
Great, that's wonderful. So if I talk about the most important life lessons you have learned from your life, so what are those?
The most important thing is you have to be confident in yourself. Only
Right.
You can motivate yourself, nobody can motivate yourself.
Right.
If you are a self-motivated person, nobody can stop you.
Correct, that's wonderful.
I love interaction with kids, so that's why I did teaching job. I just love to be with kids. In my teaching job, I learn a new experience, that is a phonic sound, which is new to me. At my time when I studied, there is no phonic sound.
Okay.
And I feel this concept is very good and very important also for kids.
Right. So this is helping you like with your kid.
Yeah.
Great. So moving on to the next one, since you being a teacher, you have taught in a small town in Mathura. So how was your experience like what difference you see teaching there and teaching in metros? What is the difference?
There is a lot of difference, as a lot of curricular activities here in Delhi or in any metropolitan cities, and international Olympiads are also there.
Right.
And this new concept is also comes, that is phonic sound, which helps kids to read the chapter very, very fastly.
Okay.
They don't want, means they are able to read themselves if they know the sound.
Okay, great. So like in a small town, these type of things are not taught.
Lacking.
Yeah, it's lacking there. Right. And how you use like phonetics and all like while teaching to small kids?
There is a different sounds of vowels as well as digraphs are also there. Just like CL sound is cl, cl, aun, clown. BL sound is bl, FL sound is fl. These are all digraphs, and different sounds just like U sound is A, B, at, but, ka, at, cut, and AI sound is A. The word is cla, aim, claim, C-L-A-I-M. In this, AI is a sound. So,
right.
Cla, aim, claim. It's very easy to read now.
Correct. So, phonetics is definitely a helping hand to kids. So, if if I ask you how phonetics can help in a more appropriate way for a faster learning, you just mentioned it. But when we talk about these things to be adopted in a small town, so what are the initiatives required there? Like how it can be implemented in a small town so that teachers can use these type of techniques and things?
The concept is new, so teachers also have to learn this concept. This is even not available to YouTube also, which you can search and learn.
Okay.
So as this is a new concept, so government should also take some steps, so provide some programs also to teachers so that they can also learn this new concept, as right. they also don't know this concept. So the programs should be provided to them also. And
right. And I also feel like the initiative from teachers and school is also lacking.
In small towns, teachers and schools both should take the initiatives to learn this new concept for the betterment of the children.
Right. And that is currently missing, and they need to bridge the gap and take initiative. Right. So if I talk about you again, are you an introvert or an extrovert kind of a person while meeting or greeting people?
I'm very shy in nature, actually. Can't be friendly very easily.
Correct. That is introvert.
Yeah. I'm an introvert in nature. I feel shy when I meet some strangers.
Okay.
I can't be friendly very easily with the person. Take some time.
Or what are the like negatives of this? Like what, how?
I'll take some time. I can't be friendly very easily to someone.
Okay. So this is what like kind of barrier to communication when
say that. Sometimes it can be advantage or it can be disadvantage according to the situation. I can't I can't face a new change in my life very easily.
Right.
For that I have to think lot of.
Correct. So if I talk about the kind of support you got in your life while you were working like in your job, or now you are starting journey of your entrepreneurial or business thing, so who all supported you the most
in my business? My husband is supporting me. Just like ghar aur business dono ek cheez sambhalna is very difficult for me.
Correct.
Sometimes I manage home and sometimes he can.
Right. So who is better with kids?
Both.
So if I talk about success, what do you think success is to you?
Success actually sirf paise se nahi aati hai. It's a peace of mind. Success ke baare mein abhi maine socha nahi hai. It's just that ki I just want to expand my business and more people can know about my business, my name, my brand, and I can get a good remuneration from this business. It's a success for me.
Right.
As it is my initial stage.
Correct. Once you start to grow in your business, then
it's my developing stage, so I just want to develop my business.
Correct. Probably then there would be a stage then you can start telling that now I have achieved this thing. So for this thing I am a successful person, but I still have to do more. Right. Wonderful. If I talk about motivation and inspiration in your life, how you get motivated or inspired from maybe some people, things, books, what are those which motivates you, which inspires you?
My husband motivates me. As he always told me, you have done MBA and you are doing nothing. You have to do something in life.
Right, wonderful. That's great.
I'm just trying to proving myself.
So any message or advice you would like to share with our audience, viewers and listeners?
I just want to say, dreams comes true when you take a first step.
Correct.
Whenever you take the first step, it's your initial stage starting, and you have to take that courage to take that step only.
Right. That is really important. Or anything else you would like to add?
You have to be self-motivated and confident in yourself.
Right. Great. So I must say it was an amazing insights you have shared with us, and it was really amazing to hear you. I really enjoyed our conversation and looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Poonam, for your time. It was wonderful having you on our platform.
Thank you, sir, for giving me this opportunity.
And also, I will share a social media link of yours so that people can be in touch with you, see your products.
Sure.
And guys, don't forget to check that out too. Thank you so very much, everyone, for watching and listening. I hope you all must have gathered a lot of information and enjoyed watching it. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Have a good time. Thank you, and bye-bye.